What is up, everybody, and welcome to your Gregway for 9/12/23. And about 6 months ago, on February 15th, I did another Gregway right here in this very room, and I talked about my fitness journey and how I was trying to change my life and I was going to lose weight. And that was a really hard video for me to make for a lot of reasons. Number one being that I have had this conversation with people in private life. I've had conversations with people, you know, outwardly on Twitter, whatever it is. I've talked a lot in my past about losing weight and my desire to lose weight. And like a lot of things, it becomes like, okay, you want to do it. You do it for a week. You do it for a month. You start eating right. The diet starts Monday. The diet starts Tuesday. The diet continues. And then it stops. Yada, 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 right? And this one was different, right? So I felt like the only way to move forward and to actually make that change in my life was to actually own it and like make it part of who I was at that moment and talk to you guys about it. Like that was probably the first week or something like that I was like, I'm going to change my life. This is going to happen. And I can confidently look back and see this guy, this straight up screenshot from 6 months ago in a Gregway, and look here. It's like, I don't recognize that person. Like, I have all the love in the world for that person, but I don't recognize that guy, right? Like, that's the weirdest thing about this, right? Is I didn't expect that I could ever lose that weight. This is me. Like, my face was this. I was always the person that was overweight. I was always the person that ate too much, that was not able to control himself. And I'm still that to a certain extent. I still have a lot of triggers right here. There's a bunch of Wendy's out here that Andy graciously got for us. The nug policy is still in effect, kind of funny. And I walk over there every maybe 15, 20 minutes, get a nug and walk away. And oh, it's still there. Shit. I'm going to eat another nug. But it's about that balance. And that's something that I've learned in the last 6 months. So let's talk a little bit about the last 6 months really quick. What did I change? I worked out every day, 5 days a week. Of course, there were bad weeks, and recently there have been a lot of bad days and weeks where I haven't been able to work out. But consistently, I was going to the gym every single weekday. Tried on the weekends, didn't work out. Planet Fitness, and I was just doing elliptical, right? So I would go do the elliptical 30 minutes. Every day I would push myself to do, you know, I would start at like level 5, I think at the beginning, 4. And then now I'm starting at level 8, and then I go up to like 12 by the ending of my time. So it's like this gradual increase, and I burn about 300 calories on the elliptical. And then I go and I just do weight training, right, where I am just doing the machines, pushing weights, doing things. Am I really good at it? I don't fucking know. I'm intimidated by the whole situation, but I do it. And I do that for about maybe 20 minutes, if I'm being honest, maybe 15, depending on the day. And yeah, so it's about 45 minutes to an hour of working out every day. And that was the hardest one because that change – actually, no. That was actually the easiest one, right? That was the easiest lifestyle change I could have ever made because it involved getting outside of my house and creating like an actual thing that I could stick to, right? Like even though waking up at 6 a.m. to go to the gym and taking a bus because I don't have a car, at least I'm in the process of getting a car, but at that time I didn't have a car. That's the hard, like that's extremely hard to do. But once you're up and you do it and you start to do it, you start to realize how good you feel. And like going to work on a Monday after, you know, working out and being up for like 3 hours is so much better than just rolling out of bed and having no personal time. And just going straight to work and just being like, oh, I feel like shit all day. Why do I feel like shit all day? It's like, yeah, because you didn't have a second to breathe or think about your life or really process your last yesterday or your morning or what you want your day to be. So like mental health wise, incredible going to the gym every morning. That has been a great change. And I think a big factor of this is the fact that I've been doing this with my partner, my girlfriend Leanza. Her and I have been doing this together. We've been going to the gym every single day together. There's been very few days where I've went and she hasn't. You know, she's been my rock in this whole situation. And I would say to you, if you're looking for advice, which I don't know if I'm the person to give to you, but like if you want to know what my advice would be to find somebody to go to the gym with. Finding that buddy was something that I was really scared of and I was really nervous about because, you know, I'm was this. I was overweight and self-conscious about my body at every given turn. And I was so scared that if someone saw me just failing at the gym, right, like putting in that work and just failing, or just getting so sweaty at, like, you know, a mile in, that I would just be looked down upon, right? And that's not true. You know, if you're going to a gym with somebody, you know, it's a very positive experience, or at least it should be a very positive experience. And I'm sure it, 99% of times, will be a positive experience. And that's something that I was really pleasantly surprised about. You know, I knew my partner was never going to look down upon me, but it was kind of nice to give that, let go of that deep-seated fear of, like, oh, shit, she's going to hate me. She's going to think I'm disgusting. She's going to think I'm lesser. If anything, it bolstered our relationship tenfold. I feel like we communicate a lot better. And I can totally see you guys, if you have a friend out there, if you're not in a romantic relationship like that, where you can go to the gym every day with somebody, if you have a friend that's like, hey, I've been looking for a gym buddy, I've been looking to work out, I've been looking to do this thing, go out there and talk to them. Go look at them and say, hey, fucking 6 a.m. or hey, after work, let's do this. Or hey, let's do this on the weekends. Let's go rock climbing. Let's do something. It's so scary to go do that for the first time, but I guarantee you, you're going to have such a great time and you're going to get closer to that friend or that person you want to work out with. So that was the one lifestyle change. The other half of this, eating. I think I was set up in a good situation because I am able and very grateful to have financial stability in order to actually pay for food that is healthy for me. That's not the case for everybody else. I know that it is very hard to and very expensive to be healthy in this day and age. I remember that first grocery trip about 6 months ago when I went to the grocery store and I was like, man, we're going all healthy. Okay, spinach, we're getting this, we're getting that. And that bill was like $115. It's like, fuck. Like, that was so little food and it was so much money. But I'm very grateful that I, you know, financially I'm able to do it. I have a partner, we can split the bill, whatever it is. But I think the major thing that I was very set up with, that I'm very happy that I knew about this, was I like cooking. I'm into cooking. I like cooking. I watch a lot of cooking YouTubers. Adam Ragusea, shout out to Ethan Chlebowski, shout out to fucking everybody. Like, I'm big into the YouTube cooking stratosphere. So that was pretty easy for me to, like, be like, okay, cool, I'm going to eat right, what do I do? And there's a YouTube channel where I don't think it's the name of the YouTube channel, but it's their whole thing is Snack City, right? They make a bunch of, like, freezer healthy snacks, and they had a great meal prep for a cool breakfast, like, which is like a egg, turkey, sausage, hash type deal. And I would bring that to work every day, and that helped me. And, like, I think that was the biggest thing, is like setting myself up for success, right? At the end of the day, I am a creature of habit. I am somebody that, if I don't bring fucking food, I'm going to go for the worst thing. I'm never going to be like, fuck, I need that salad. I need a salad because I didn't bring lunch, but I need a salad. No, I'm going to get the Popeyes. Like, that's just who I am. I've accepted it. It's the goblin within me, as I call it. Like, that's who I am. You know, when we order Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm going to be in the corner just destroying all of it. That's just who I am. But 99% of the days, I try to bring a wrap. I try to, you know, make that healthier just decision, and just finding those little wins and celebrating those. I guess that's another thing, that if you're looking for some advice, like, celebrate those wins, like, truly and honestly celebrate them, because if you can celebrate those wins, you're going to get so far, because it's so easy to, like, just write off all your successes as failures. It's so easy to look at other people. It's so easy to look at something and say, fuck, I'm running this amount of miles, but I stopped and I took a 5-minute break and I was breathing heavy and I'm actually this, I'm actually that. That rabbit hole goes down so fucking fast. If you can sit down with yourself and say, I did this and I couldn't do this a week ago, that is, you're gonna succeed. If you're able to look at yourself and actually celebrate how far you've come within the last few days, the last few months, the last few years, and I'm happy because I was able to do that. I think it's, again, having a romantic relationship where you're with somebody who is also losing weight and able to see, you know, we're able to see how each other are, you know, losing that weight and how far we've come and all the little things that we've changed. And again, at the end of the day,
this is hard. Like, this was a hard 6 months for me. But I look back at this person who's not there anymore. It's not just the Chromecast image. And I could say, like, I'm so proud of myself. I'm so happy that I did this. And it's always going to be something that I'm going to chase. And sorry, I should have probably started with this. I lost, I was about 210 pounds, and I'm now at 165, 64, 62, whatever. It depends on the day. Depends on when I weigh myself. But my goal was 170. 170 was my goal because it was my BMI of normal weight. I haven't been that in years. So I was like, you know, let me try to shoot for this random stupid number that I know BMIs don't really mean much. But I was like, let me shoot for this number because that would put me in within a normal range of weight for my age and my height. And I am beat that. I'm at 160. I don't know what the goal is now. Maybe the goal is to get washboard abs and do all that. But I'm very happy coasting right now. I'm very happy staying at this. I'm very happy keeping going to the gym, pushing myself when I feel necessary. And I don't know, maybe a year from now I talk to you guys and I'm like, hey, gained a bunch of weight back and I got to go do this again. But like, it's a journey and I'm going to continue to go for it. And I appreciate every single one of you for writing your beautiful comments in the last video. I read them all and that was such a huge thing in the beginning of hearing you all say, hey, I've been through this. I've been wanting to do this. I've been doing this. And, you know, over the last few months, seeing a lot of people message me and say, hey, like, you look great or whatever it is. Like, it's hard for me to take a compliment like that, truly and honestly. It's extremely hard. But I'm very thankful for every single one of you guys for, you know, keeping me going and being so kind. So, yeah, I guess that's my fitness update. That's me, Greg Way, for today, or your Raj Way. For September 12th. Thank you so much, and hope you have a good one.